Petula's here with the business news.
Thanks, Gavin. There was a decline in construction activity in July, according to the latest report from BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland. It followed a return to growth in June. The headline seasonally adjusted activity index fell to 45.6 in July from 50.4 in June. John McCartney, Director and Head of Research at BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland, joins us. Good morning.
Morning, Petula.
Why was there a decline in construction activity last month?
Well, the decline was across the board, encompassing residential and commercial construction. And I think the reasons are slightly different in both. In terms of residential, I think the contraction that we've seen actually in July, but also throughout the year to date, is a legacy of a pullback in housing commencements between April and October of last year. In the second half of last year, we actually completed about 30% more homes than we commenced. And as a result of that, then coming into 2023, the pipeline of on-site construction was actually a little bit depleted. And that's why we're seeing a slowdown in house building activity this year. But before we reach for the panic button, there are some positives here as well. I think the first point to note is that that situation that we saw in the second half of last year has now reversed. In the first half of this year, we commenced about 11% more homes than we completed, notwithstanding the fact that completions in the first half of the year were up about 6% compared with the first half of 2022. The other important thing is that in absolute terms, the pipeline of housing under construction is very strong in terms of the total numbers. There's about 18,700 new dwellings actually on site being built in Dublin alone at this moment in time. And to put that into perspective, last year, housing completions in Dublin were about 10,350. So I think this augurs well for a pickup in house building activity through the remainder of this year and into next year.
So does that mean, is this a blip? Does the decline in activity, particularly in housing construction, could that impact government housing targets?
Well, I think the housing targets will be met this year and surpassed. So last year, the housing target was 24,600, and we surpassed that by 21%. We had nearly 30,000 new dwellings built last year. I was a bit of a contrarian at the start of this year, saying that we would achieve 30,000 housing completions again this year against the government's target of 29,000. And at this point in proceedings, I think it looks likely that we will get at least 30,000 new housing completions this year.
Construction firms are still hiring. Employment increased for the seventh consecutive month. That's also a sign of optimism for the future, surely.
Yeah, absolutely. About 85% of construction firms, when confronted with the question, do you expect to be busier, the same or less busy in a year's time? About 85% of them are saying that they expect to be at least as busy or possibly busier in 12 months' time. So there is certainly a confidence in the sector looking forward.
BNP Paribas analysed Eurostat data, which showed that Irish people adapted to remote working faster than all other EU countries. That was in one of your reports out last week. What were the knock-on implications for commercial property?
Well, I suppose all else equal, if companies have more staff working from home, it enables them over time to reduce the office space per employee ratio that they carry in order to reduce their office overheads. And so that has been happening. If everything else was static, then this would subtract from office demand. But of course, in the real world, everything else isn't static. And what we've seen is that Ireland continues to be a huge generator of service sector jobs. Total employment in the desk-based sectors of the economy has risen by about 15% in Ireland compared with Q1 2020, just before COVID hit. Across the rest of Europe, the average is about 6.9. So although the office space per employee ratio is declining because of remote working, it doesn't mean the end for offices, because there is huge jobs growth in the service sector that will offset that, and in time will more than offset that.
Okay, we'll leave it there. John McCartney, BNP Paribas Real Estate Ireland, thank you for your time this morning.